Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love, one of your hosts. I'm joined by Liz Pfister, and Mary Hernandez will be joining us shortly. Liz, I'm going to turn the airwaves over to you right now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, DC?
Nice. Good, good. I hope you brought one of those amazing bowls with you to ring in that energy.
I sure did. Tonight I have the root bowl with us so that we could get nice and grounded and center ourselves to get started for readings this evening and bring our callers, our listeners in together with us too, you know, so we're all kind of together in the same vibe. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Let's all take a deep breath in together through our nose, filling our chest or belly up full of air, and then exhaling nice and slow out of our mouth, letting all that air go. Go ahead and do it one more time, and I'll play the bowl here for us as you take it in. Our root is where we hold our security, our stability.
Wow, that was beautiful, Liz.
Thank you. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Well, I'll go ahead and introduce myself and Mary, and then I'll turn it back over to you, DC. So I'll start with Mary. Mary Hernandez will be with us shortly. She is an intuitive empath and Reiki healer that connects with spirit intuitively and through a variety of cards to bring forth messages from spirit. You can contact Mary via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And you can also find her on Instagram and Facebook at Mary Hernandez. And I am Liz Pfister. I am also an intuitive empath. I'm a card reader, a meditation coach, a Reiki healer, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, among many other things, metaphysical and spiritual. I always say I'm a spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things. but I, on the show here, use cards to bring messages forth from spirit and people's loved ones. One of the things I do weekly is I host a crystal singing bowl meditation on my Facebook page that I stream live every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You can, if you live local where I am in upstate New York, you can attend it in person, but I also stream it live. So I started that last year when the world shut down for COVID. I thought we all needed a place to connect together and find a common ground where we can meet and feel better mentally. So I kept that going because a lot of people rely on it each week around the world, and I just enjoy doing it. And then now I have also found Sacred Embers Network and part of this too, as well, doing the Angel Answers on Wednesday night. So there weren't all bad things that came out of COVID. That's what I'll say. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love. And I am also on the Sacred Embers page as well. And DC, how about you?
Well, I'm going to give you very little about me. I'm a small, medium at large, and a spiritual jack of all trades. How about that? But I'd like to say, Liz, did you know that today, July the 21st, is National Be Someone Day?
Ah, I did not.
And this day challenges each of us to take 10 seconds to make a difference. And, you know, on National Be Someone Day, you know, it also, you know, connects with the children and taking the pledge to be the person that could make a difference in a child's life, and also to be somebody who makes everybody feel like somebody. So it may have a crazy name, but I also think it's a beautiful day.
It sounds like it, for sure. I like that.
Yeah, and with that being said, last night while I was asleep, Mother Mary was with me.
Ooh.
And I asked Mother Mary, do you have a message? And here's what the message was. Blessings of love and light, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. I send each of you unconditional love. Beloved children, you are so cherished and loved beyond what you can fully comprehend. As I am connecting with you, there are so many of you who feel lost, confused, and filled with sadness and self-doubt. And there are many of you that are also in a time of transition. And it is also a time to create space for the divine energy within to expand, to grow, awaken, and realign. I want to help each of you to see yourself through the eyes of love. Seeing yourself and others through human eyes is much different than the way I see you. Each of you are a divine creation, and each of you are perfectly imperfect. You are allowed to be magnificent and be a magnificent masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. Please speak lovingly to yourself as you would speak to someone you love, and allow this love to help you evolve and ascend upon your path. I understand how stressful life can be presently, but I believe in each of you. Please remember that you are never separate from myself or the divine. This too is a time of renewal. Do not be afraid to let your light shine. If you could see yourself through my eyes, you would see a totally different picture of yourself and your values and self-worth. Beloveds, be brave and let go of all that is hurting your heart and your soul, becoming one in a heart of love. As life continues to change, please take time to breathe, to relax, to meditate, and allow healing to take place, and let it be done with love. Remember the oneness. We are all one. We are all one connected through love. Open your hearts to all the divine possibilities and the blessings that await you. I love you, Mother Mary. So, Liz, that's the message that I got.
I love that.
Thank you.
And I love that she's just like a mother, right? Like, loves everything about us, no matter what, you know, reminds us how, because, of course, she is the ultimate mother, but just, you know, that loving mother energy, that's so sweet.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is. It's absolutely beautiful. And I just felt that I had to, you know, share it tonight because she brought it to me last night, and when I get that message, I try to share it, you know, the next day.
Absolutely. I think she's definitely, I think we're all in a space, you know, where we're just feeling a little uneasy. We're not sure what's going on, you know, after the past year and things reopening, and we're still in this, like, almost like a, I don't know, I feel like we're almost like on a teeter-totter. We don't know whether we're coming or going.
Yeah, well, that is so true. So what you do with those balls and everything, I feel like, you know, whenever you play the balls and I hear that, like, that beautiful sound and vibration, it's almost like a mini reset there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I will say every Tuesday that's how I feel when I'm done. I'm like, ah. And then I come and read everyone's comments that I've watched and, you know, how thankful they are that I'm there. And I'm just glad, you know, that I could help those people because I know there's people that have definitely struggled with their mental health during this time. And it's hard. And, you know, I hope they know that, you know, I hope that people know they can reach out and find the help that they need professionally and, you know, whatever they may need, friends, you know, even I know the Sacred Embers page, there's a lot of wonderful people on there that are willing to help talk to people as well.
Definitely. And the shows, you know, the shows, we help to provide answers too, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So
there are so many outlets. Yes. Reach out. Don't stay where you are, but our Sacred Embers group page is amazing. So if you haven't, you know, checked it out, it's a great place to meet like-minded people. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. It is. I'm thankful a lot of times that people are there. You know, I've had questions and gone there, and we have a lot of good people there that have a lot of good information. So,
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Don't be afraid. You know, I think people need to know that the stigma around mental health is so, there shouldn't be a stigma. We all have mental health issues that we need to address, and we need to, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, they, you know, we will go in those spirals. So it's important to make sure that you're reaching out and asking for help and doing the things you need to keep your mind healthy.
Oh, definitely. And for me specifically, when I go through my whole, you know, thing about myself, and I tell well, I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, Joan Rivers comes in and whispers in my ear, and yes, you're certifiable. And with her by my side, yes, I am.
That's right.
So I just go with the flow and laugh. You know, it is what it is.
It is, absolutely. And I think that's part of it, too, is, you know, making sure you laugh. Things go wrong every day for everyone in their life. And, you know, something else will work out just because one thing went wrong. So don't get caught up
in
those little moments.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things Joan always said is about laughing, you know. She would always laugh. Would laugh at herself when things happen, you know. So, and she laughs at me a lot, too.
I'm sure she laughs at all of us. I remember watching her and Melissa had that show where they would talk about people's outfits from different award shows. And they were almost a little chatty, but they would always make light of it and joke. And they were very, very funny. I just remember how funny she was.
Yeah, she told me a couple of times, you know, like, as soon as you get off air, you know, hurry up, you know, call 911 or your hairdresser, you know. Okay, John, I got you.
Well, it looks like our switchboard is lighting up here, and we've got some time to get some calls. So
sounds
should
wonderful.
We get started?
We should, yes.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. I'm like, maybe I'm having technical difficulties. Hold on. Huh? Area code 914. You're live with Angel Answers.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name? Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, it's Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kat.
How are you,
do you have
ladies
a question
doing
for
this evening? Yes, yes. I was wondering what you see for my upcoming projects, please. I have one that starts with an R, one that starts with an S. I was wondering how you see those going, or if I should speak with a gentleman named Bruce first, if that should be a better road for me. Just anything you pick up around work, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Okay, so you said a project with an R, correct?
And one with an S, yeah.
Okay, well, with the one with an R, I got these little dollar signs.
Ooh.
And I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of luck, though, around your cat, you know?
Aww.
And I really feel like, you know, someone working with you, I feel like that, you know, it really adds to the energy. Okay?
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So working with this R person, are you doing something you like when you're working with this person? Is it really fun for you?
He seems fun, the person that I'm working with that one on, yes. I don't know.
Okay, so
I
got
yet,
a yes. For the R person, okay. And who was? And what was the other one?
The other project starts with an S.
Okay, so S, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, S I got like a maybe, okay.
Huh.
I just feel the same kind of energy, Kat.
You know, it's had so many obstacles getting off
yes,
the ground.
Yes, and I
started, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just getting, like, this, the other person here, I feel like has, like, some kind of, like, fear or something, and I feel like the energy is bringing up a block.
Yes. Oh, wow, DC. Yes, you're so right.
Negative emotions in regard to money, you know, and we don't want that because money is energy. Money is another name for love. So this person has, like, some kind of a block in regard to money.
It's so, yeah, I think you got it right on the head. I don't know, is it okay if I walk away from it then? It's been over a year and we just can't seem to pull it together.
This person is very, very anxious, gets upset very easily, emotionally mm-hmm. overwhelmed. So I don't think that would be like a good match, you know?
Right.
But the other, like the first person, you know, they had good energy.
His name is Alex, and the project starts with the letter R. Yes, that's the one you said has the dollar signs around it, right?
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
but I'm getting, I still feel that, you know, don't let that, like, even, don't think about that an extra, you know, minute or two. Let it go, because I'm just seeing Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, your financial future looks amazing, you know?
Wow.
And it gets better and better. She's saying, yeah, things are going to change, you know? And I'm actually getting, you know, like, you know, you may get more money than you even expect, you know, with the first person, okay? But it's you too. You have amazing energy. It's your talent. You know, there's a lot of luck around you. Okay?
Aww,
so you have to visualize what it is that you are wanting. You've got to really trust and believe in yourself as well, Kat.
Yes, I'm working on that. I'm always working on that. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm also seeing money, but you're just throwing it from another direction. So I think the other direction may be a family member, because I'm also getting possibly like a legal settlement.
Wow.
So that's not yours per se, but it's a family member, and I feel like, you know, money's going to come in that way as well. Okay?
Wow. Yes. That's amazing.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I mean, you've got beautiful luck with you, you know?
Oh, thank you. I've been feeling a little stuck lately. I really needed that pick-me-up.
Well, did you say, girlfriend, don't worry about it. The universe has your back. You know that.
Yes.
So I'm just, you know, like the first, just getting, you know, just be open-minded, you know, and I feel like, you know, like your creativity brings a lot to the table, Kat, and it's going
Thank
to help you to get freedom you've been, you know, waiting and wanting, you know?
Yes.
So it does. It feels really, really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and Ginger's saying, Kat, you're the bomb. You're the bomb. It's all you. But she loves your energy.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just, I mean, your energy is amazing, you know? So she's asking you to just, like, relax a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let go and, you know, relax a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, thinking about all of this, it's sort of like it's stranger energy a little bit, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, it's so true.
Yeah, and just she's saying make sure you ground and bubble every day, you know? And she's saying, Kat, you know, you've lived many lives. You have all that wisdom from deep down and stuff. She's saying just call upon it, you know?
Right.
That amazing wisdom. And she's also saying, Kat, make sure that you take time to love yourself each day. You know, do that mirror work where you look into the mirror and you say, you know, Kat, I love you. I love you. And really feel it and really mean it, okay? And do something nice for you, okay? I'm also getting a little bit of deep breathing will help you. Get out and, you know, play a little bit, you know, walk amongst nature. It's all going to really help you. You know, it's going to be beautiful. really, really beautiful. But answering your
question.
And the last thing that I have to say is to you, you know what? You've got to connect more with your joy. Because when you're happy and you're in that joyful mood, I'm just getting like, wow, your energy, the vibration is amazing, okay? So make sure that each day you connect a little bit more with your joy, okay?
Yes.
And that's really going to help you, hon. You know, you're doing a great job, and you've been doing it for a long time. And now I'm seeing, like, you know, everything is coming, like, full circle. You've done so much, okay?
Yeah.
And
just
make sure that you always use your intuition, Kat, because you're very intuitive.
Yeah.
Aww. Okay.
Thank you.
And this is
Thank
the time,
you.
As I said in the message at the beginning of the show for you, this is a time of renewal. Take time and make sure that you meditate and stuff, okay? And make sure you make time for play. And I'm getting, the angels are handing you a piece of lapis lazuli. And that is coming forward to help with solutions and to help you to stay organized, bring you the wisdom and creativity you're needing. So I don't know if you use crystals or you have that crystal, but that would be one that you could use to help go forward.
Oh, lapis. I'll look for that.
Lapis lazuli.
Oh,
it's pretty, really pretty, yeah. Well, I'm going to turn you
over
to Liz, okay? And thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you, DC. God bless you, soul sister. Thank
you. Oh,
you
too, honey.
Thank you.
Liz? Yes, Liz. So I have to agree with DC on the art project. The cards I pulled, they're saying to you have a personal connection. There's a personal story that you have that goes along with this project, and it's inviting you to share that. Because a lot of times when we're doing any kind of work, when we can make a personal connection, that's when we're able to present it in the strongest way. So one of the cards is saying, write about your thoughts and feelings. And if it's something that's difficult to talk about, you don't necessarily have to say, you don't have to discuss the specifics of it if it's hard to do, but you can kind of gloss over what it means to you and how important it is to you. You know, why this project has meaning to you because of a personal connection. And I agree that it's going to be successful. And the second project, again, agreeing with DC, it sounds like it's already been, well, what the cards are telling me, it's already been difficult to get through this to this point on that project. And the one card says,
yes,
it is what it is. So it's okay to walk away.
Yeah.
Like, it just accept, you know, there is no, it's not going to go any different way. And it's not your fault. It's not their fault. It just is what it is. It's not coming together. It's not working out. And that's okay. Sometimes that's just how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. You probably gained a little bit of insight, a little bit of education from it. You know, whether it was about working with different types of people or the information you were, you know, learning through the project. But, you know, sometimes they just don't come to fruition, and that's okay. But the big card I have for you today is from Archangel Michael, and it says, pay attention to your dreams. So as DC was saying, you know, this art project, the big thing about that is connecting to your creativity and your personal power. That's creativity was mentioned in the cards I pulled about that project. But the prayer on this card says, thank you for tucking me into bed tonight and helping me enjoy a wonderfully restful night's sleep. Archangel Michael, I invite you into my dreams as my teacher, guide, and healer. Please allow me to understand this project on a spiritual level and give me guidance. And that's, if you, you know, invite him in, use your own words, invite him into your dream time to show you the way, show you, you know, what you need to know to get this really off the ground and moving, and then connect it with your creative spirit and your personal story. It's just going to explode, really. Because think about the people that you follow that inspire you, right? It's always because they're talking about their own personal accomplishments or downfalls and how they made it a success, right? And that's why it's important to tie it into a personal connection, because that's where we get people. That's where people get hooked, when they can go, oh, I've been through that. But the reality is that we all will go through the same type of scenarios at some point in our life. May not be exactly the same way, but we can all relate at some level.
right.
And then I also made this note about the gentleman, Bruce, that you asked, should you go talk to him?
Yeah.
I'm saying no, because when you...
Really?
Because what you're doing by going to someone else is you're giving away your power. You're almost going to get their approval, but you've got to know inside you and have that confidence that what I'm doing is right, and I'm doing it the right way, and I'm doing it a good way, and it's going to be successful. Don't even doubt yourself. Say those things every day. We're going to be successful. This is going to take off. This is going to be the IT project. But by going to him, you're looking for validation. And when you do that, you give away your power. And so by doing that, you're almost second-guessing yourself subconsciously, right? And it makes you feel like you're not. And you are. You already know what you need to do to be successful. This project already has all the factors to be successful. It's just about you and your partner presenting it, you know, in that way where it's just, boom, this is it. We know what we're doing. We know what we're talking about. And come in that angle, because that's what's just going to blow people away and grab their, captivate them and make them want to know more about your project. So.
Wow.
Like I said, I have to agree with DC, and I see, with the dream, that's not just surrounding the work, that's surrounding other parts of your life that you have questions on. And I'll call on Archangel Michael to come in and show you the way, show you some guidance from what you need to do for any of your major, major decisions, major things going on, because he's there for you. And you may want to keep a dream journal to write this. Write anything down that you remember when you wake up, because you're going to get a lot of insight there, for sure. And it's the meditation, too, as well. And if you're meditating, it's actually going to go hand-in-hand with the dreaming. You're going to get more, and you'll get some in the meditation, and then when you have your dreams, you're going to get even more information, and you'll be, you'll have an arsenal of material to just... to just unfold and blow people away, really, because you'll be getting so much guidance. You'll just know what to do. You won't even question what you're doing or need to ask anyone else's opinions or thoughts. You'll just be that confident in the information that you have, because that's what the universe does. That's what our guides do, is give us what we need to be successful. So... Now, did you have
wow, it's so true. It's so true, because just the other day I dreamt of my friend Paul, and in the morning I got an email saying that he's having a class, and, I had no idea he's on the other side of the country. So, that's so on point. It's confirmation.
Liz, when you spoke of the last gentleman, you were right on point as well, because – Kat, you're a very spiritual person, and the gentleman that Liz spoke of, when you asked about him too, he is not a spiritual person. He doesn't have that side, and that's, Alvin, that's a really important, it's an important part of yourself,
Yeah, so definitely.
He would hold you back, because you don't share the same kind of beautiful energy.
Thank you for that, DC, because I couldn't figure out what I was feeling immediately when she asked about him, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I forgot about him, and like I said, but the energy came in, and as you were talking, I'm like, oh my goodness, he doesn't have, Cat's very spiritual, he's very intuitive, he doesn't have that. He like, you know what, he
wow.
likes to hang out a lot, you know, with all these different kind of people, but he never gets close to them.
Wow. Yeah,
like
you're right. I see he's always posting parties
yeah.
on Instagram and things. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
yeah.
And he doesn't even, like,
wow.
he doesn't take care of himself. Like, he doesn't take care of himself physically, you know, and he may start to, like, really feel that, you know?
Wow.
So it's just, like,
wow.
different energy that would not mix well, you know?
Yes,
so,
wow.
So you're
That's
you're better
amazing.
Off, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please, just, you know, disconnect from him too. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't try to do anything with him. He, you know, he's just so, I don't know, he's so out of touch even. He doesn't know how to rest. He doesn't know how to relax. He's filled with anxiety. He doesn't listen to the
wow.
voice within, you know. And he's not much of a, you know, he's not much of a talker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at times
mm-hmm.
he doesn't listen at all. So I just feel like, you know, this kind of person would just, he would really get in the way of you going forward.
Wow.
He doesn't
well,
take his
yeah.
responsibilities. He doesn't take, you know, he doesn't take them to heart and, you know, and he's just
thank
at his
you.
Heart, like, you know, trying to help himself. So I'm so happy that you called in tonight, you know.
Me too, me too. Yeah, no, I really needed to feel all your ladies' lovely energy. And yes, and thank you. Thank you for all you do. You all are so amazing.
You're so welcome. And Ginger saying, don't forget, you're the bomb, you know? It's all
you.
About you, Kat. Everybody that.
Well, Kat, call us back and let us know how your projects go. We can't wait to hear. All right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so you much love for you all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and you have a great evening.
God bless. Thank you. You all as well.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Beautiful. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I thank you for your help, because I saw that she asked about the other gentleman, and it was funny because he was like, I could see him cloudy, and I could see he was not.
Well, you know what? When
I
connect with energy like that, and it's that kind of energy, I can't remember their name, you know? So you mentioned his name. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I just, when they're that kind of energy, it just goes, like, right out of me, you know? So that's my sign, like, disconnect, because he really had, like, energy that was quite different, and you were right on point. Your reading was amazing.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't good for her, but I'm like, I couldn't completely tell why, and I was like, oh, I'm like, it's just not, it's not right. I know that. But so
no, it was like, so not right. My goodness. Jeez.
Oh. But I'm glad we could help her be a success.
Yes.
Or put her on the path anyhow.
Oh, that was
right.
Awesome. Beautiful.
For sure. Okay. Are you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Area code 201, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Jackie.
Jack?
Jackie?
Oh, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Do you have a question for us, Jackie?
Hi. Just if you can receive any messages.
You said any messages for you?
Yeah.
Okay, Jackie, sure. Okay. Well, this is Angel Answers, of course. That's the, you know, the title of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And so your angels are with you. Okay, and I see, you know, some of your guides stepping forward as well. I feel like you've been praying, you know, to the angels, maybe to the divine. Okay. Are you having a hard time right now? Things aren't going your way in certain areas?
I mean, like, just some physical issues and just some things that I would like to work out. It's been challenging, but at this point, I feel like my physical
Okay. I don't feel like you've had difficult times, but Jackie, I can tell you, I feel like those times are, you know, they're passing. I do see the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? So you've got to know that your angels are with you and they want to help you, okay? Okay? I just want to see what they're showing me. Okay, hon, hold on. Try to breathe into your energy here with the... Okay. See what your health is showing me. Okay. Okay, so I'm just trying to pick up a little bit on your health here. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? I feel like, you know, your health is sort of connected with people around you because I am getting the word boundaries. Are there people in your life overstepping their boundaries around you?
Yeah.
I feel like
yes,
you need to put a little space between these people.
Well, both myself and my husband have been doing that.
Okay. Yeah, so the physical and the emotional are often, you know, very connected, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just kidding, you know, don't forget, like we mentioned in the beginning of the show, there's so many different, you know, people and, you know, agencies and things to help you. I just feel like, you know, you've been through a lot, okay? I feel like anxiety. I feel agitation, okay? But your angels are with you, and they're going to help you to go forward, Jackie, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I see that.
And please just, you know, try to just relax and, you know, breathe and meditate because, like I said, because of the physical connection, you don't want to end up having physical issues, okay?
I mean, that's what I've been trying to do, definitely, yeah.
I'm just feeling like, are you having any issues with your blood pressure?
Yes, but I've been going to the doctors for it.
Yeah, because I just...
After COVID things.
Yeah.
Have
you had like a cough?
Cold on me.
Have you had like a cough or a cold as well?
Yes, I'm being treated for that as well.
Okay. Yeah, because I just feel...
It's like you wake up one day and you have no energy.
Yeah. Okay.
Just, but when I had it, it wasn't that severe. It's a long haul and stuff.
You've got to learn, though, to get rid of the stress.
So...
That stress, you know, the stress is really bad. You've got to learn how to find an outlet for the stress. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm also going to ask you about your diet. Do you eat like maybe like bread and potatoes during a meal?
Sometimes I don't really have a hearty appetite anymore. Like I'll be in the mood for something and I'll eat and then that's good. If anything,
okay.
I'm thirsty more than anything.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm just kidding, like, there might be a little bit too, like, with the diet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about eggs? Do you like eggs at all?
Yes, but I don't eat them often.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like it can make the body a little bit acidic, you know? Okay.
Yeah,
I do feel,
I probably had an egg maybe once in the last month.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just feel like I said, I'm feeling like, you know, the low and high, like low blood pressure, high blood pressure. So keep, you know, continuing with your doctor. And just making sure you maintain visits. And if you're having any anxiety, if you're having any stress, please, you know, mention it to the doctor. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
But where I live, it's a lot of stress. It is a lot of stress.
Yeah, and
I'm
getting
a
lot of mental pressure, you know?
We're in a hot spot.
Okay. God bless you. How about a backache, Jackie?
Yes, I get it.
Push your back?
Everyone's, my lower back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like you're carrying it like a heavy load, you know, and sometimes we feel like the backache because we're carrying too much within. Okay, and I'm also getting your teeth. Have you been to the dentist? Do you have to go to the dentist?
I do have to go to the dentist, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm on a blood thinner right now. Anything that
right.
I'm concerned about.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what? One step at a time and know that there is always mm-hmm. help for you no matter, you know, what the issue, okay? Because I'm getting, mm-hmm. you need to be able to learn how to, you know, first of all, to just try to get rid of the stress, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm
my
getting...
My family's having a lot of problems. Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever you can't control, you have to, you know, let go and let God because it doesn't help
mm-hmm.
for you to get okay?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of worrying, always pray because that helps where if we worry, it doesn't do anything, okay? I'm also
mm-hmm.
getting, the angels are suggesting maybe eating some leafy vegetables like lettuce
mm-hmm.
and, you know, leafy greens. Do you eat greens and things like that?
Yes, I do. Like every day, no.
Okay, because it'll help you to feel like more energized, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, celery, lettuce, carrots, you know, things of those nature would really be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to help you feel like you have a little bit more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see what else I could pick up if there's anything else that they're showing me. But it starts with you, you know, you've got to take care of you, okay, hon? You're the most important
mm-hmm.
person there
mm-hmm.
is. And I'm getting like, you know, your body's trying to recover, but yet you have so much mental worry as well. Okay, so you've got to be able to rest. You've got to be able to just, you know, to breathe and meditate. Because I feel like it's, you know, it can take a really heavy toll on your body. Okay?
Yes.
And I'm also feeling like the neck area, okay? I feel like, you know, my neck doesn't feel right now. It just feels stiff or something. And Jackie, I'm glad that you called in because, you know, the angels are saying you've got to get in touch more so with your spiritual side of yourself, okay? And that will
mm-hmm.
help you to feel better and, you know, and really to help, you know, you to rejuvenate your body as well, you know, doing spiritual, you know, exercises, but meditation, you know, a little bit of, you know, whatever you resonate with. Now, Liz, you know, she spoke of, she does the balls, you know, and oh my gosh, like at the beginning of the show, the energy just from the one she used for the root chakra was totally amazing. Okay, so you've got to find something to resonate with, and that will help you with, you know, to just not be so nervous. Because I do feel like there's a nervousness within you, and I understand that. You feel, like, really vulnerable. At times you feel isolated. There's a little bit of depression here and there. You know, you're going, like, up and down with everything. Okay? So, you know, the angels are with you. You can talk to Archangel Raphael. He's our healing angel, and he's there to help you. And we have Archangel Michael. Whenever you feel like, you know, you need a little bit of assistance, you know, he's our big protective angel. He's with us as well, okay? But you have, like, several things going on, and I just feel a little frazzled, you know, a little bit exhausted. And, you know that you do have angels, and they're always there to help you, hon, okay? Jackie?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm going to turn you over to Liz, hon. God bless, hon.
Thank you, DC.
All right, Liz. So,
hi, Liz.
How are you? A little wound up, huh? Or wound down. I guess you probably feel like you're wound down.
yeah.
So I have some different things here. I feel like you're, the first card I pulled was opening to discovery. So it seems to me that you were starting to really tap into the other side. You may be noticing signs more and more around you that maybe you're second guessing a sign. So that must feel like you're not sure, but they are real. They are the coins, the feathers, the repeating numbers, any of those things that you see that remind you of someone, you know, birds, butterflies, they are your signs. They are coming, and they are real. So that's so. Is that really for me? You can stop saying that. They are. And I also feel that you have been you've been told some untruth that now you're discovering the real truth to, and so you're trying to decipher everything without getting upset, or without overthinking it and overworking it. And that you've also put up a facade for yourself. You're going out, you know, acting like everything's okay when you're really, like, mentally falling apart. So with that, what I've got is to start incorporating into your daily habit a little gratitude practice. So even though a lot of things are not going well or going swimmingly, we need to remember the things that are going well. So, you know, if at the end of the day you can be thankful for one thing that went right, that's great. Start with one. And then hopefully, you know, you just keep getting more and more, of course. And start each morning. When I wake up every morning, I say three thank yous. I say one for all the things that have happened in the past, because they've helped me to be who I am now. Thank you for the present moment, being awake and being alive. And then thankful for whatever's coming my way in the future. It seems silly, but it really does change your whole mindset for the day when you do that little tiny tweak. And sometimes when we're not feeling well, that simple little shift in the mindset, but also in the words, it starts to change a lot of things, and we start to feel better physically as well as mentally. And then I pulled two Archangel Michael cards for you, and the first one is, forgive yourself, you've done nothing wrong. So your position in this whole situation, none of it's your fault. And it's asking you to, you know, to know that, to forgive yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, any part that you have in this was you learning. You know, we're all here as learners. We didn't come with a guidebook. No one gave us a guidebook and told us how to handle every situation that would come along. So you need to release that. You know, forgive yourself, because it is what it is. It's really what that's saying. You know, anything that you think that you might have done wrong that could cause this, that's not the case. That's not how it goes. So that, holding on to that blame of yourself and the guilt you may be holding, some of that stuff is making you ill as well. That's what's causing other physical ailments at this point. And the second card I got was detached from the situation. So step back. You know, even if it does involve you, you need to take care of yourself and your health, because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to do anything in this situation. You know, you're going to completely, you know, put yourself down with illness. So it's very important that you step away and even voice that. Say, you know, listen, I need to step away. I need to take care of myself. I need to get healthy. I need to be stronger. One of the things that I say every week when I do bowls is that self-care is not selfish, because we can't pour from an empty cup. We need to take care of ourselves so that we can come and be the best us that we can be in order to help other people. And if we don't help ourselves first, then we're no good to anyone else. So it's really, really important that you take a moment and step back and say, I need to take care of me. I need to get healthy. I need to eat right. I need to sleep well. You know, and like DC said, let go and let God, you know, put your prayers out there and trust that the universe is going to do what's best for you, because it is. It has The universe is always conspiring in our favor. It wants what's best for us. No one wants us to fail. And you need to be healthy. Stress makes an unbelievable toll on our physical health. We don't even realize it, to be quite honest. Blood pressure is one of the things that stress brings on, but also eating mm-hmm. disorders, fatigue, other organ failures, all stem from stress. So it's very, 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 very important that you take care of yourself. Make sure that you're getting out in the sunshine a little bit each day, breathing some fresh air, unplugging, even if it's for 5 minutes. Are you a meditator?
Yes, I am, and I do try to get out every day now since, we're able to move around more. I don't go around a lot of people, though. I mean, people that live with me in my house, my son, and he has a baby and his girlfriend, they're usually the only people that are around myself and my husband.
Yeah.
I usually like to go out in the yard and garden, when I can. It's been a lot of rain. Like to walk, but then there's sometimes, how far I would like to walk, I can't walk anymore because there's so much violence going on right now.
Right. And that's okay. Just being outside.
By a certain time, you're not comfortable.
Yeah. And sometimes just being outside right now and making that connection with mm-hmm. nature and the environment, even if you just go out mm-hmm. and sit on your porch or your step or whatever and just, close your eyes and do a few minutes of deep breathing. Know that you're outside, listen to the birds, listen to whatever's around you, and just make that connection. I always tell people, even 5 minutes a day, just 5 minutes for yourself is so, so important. You'll definitely see a huge change in your blood pressure from doing that. Mm-hmm. And practicing the deep breathing alone, the yoga meditation breath, those long, deep inhales and exhales. You have COVID, you said, or you had it before?
Yes, I had it before. It wasn't bad when I had it, but it's the things that occurred afterwards.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
So I also had it a couple
hit
months
my
ago,
truck.
So I know what you're saying. Very, very important for this breathing because, that's where it's attacking us is our lungs to practice those, the inhaling as deep as you can, really filling your chest and stomach up full of air and then letting it out nice and slow and controlled. And I know right after I was sick, I had a little bit of, lung issue and I just did what I could and you'll see it improve. It definitely is very, very beneficial. But any kind of, even putting on any kind of soothing meditation music in the background while you're home, even if you're not sitting still, when things start to get to you, when your brain starts going on that overthinking and oh my gosh, all this stuff is happening, put on a little meditation music and just let it play, right? Just kind of say, right now is not the time for me to do this. I can't. I need to separate myself. I need to be healthy. I'm going to ask DC because she's done this with some other callers, if you're willing to. On the Archangel mm-hmm. Michael card, the detached from the situation, it's actually asking him to come in with his flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama so that you can be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me. So, DC, would you assist us with that? I know you're very good at doing the Archangel Michael cord cutting. If you want, Jackie, to help you remove yourself from the situation some so you can get better.
If you guys have time, absolutely. I call on Archangel Michael a lot.
He's very, very good for us.
Yeah.
Nope. DC, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, Liz. I'm here. I was like, where'd she go? So I know you've done this with other callers, and Jackie said that she would be willing to do this. The last card I pulled for her is the Archangel Michael detached from the situation, and it's asking him to come in and cut the cords for her with the situation. And I know that you've done that with other callers.
Okay. I mean, you basically, you know, all you have to say is yes, Jackie, and you will notice Archangel Michael coming in. You may feel his energy around you. And he's saying, my beloved Jackie, it is I, Archangel Michael, who is here with you right now. Please say yes if you are willing to have any cords removed. Are you willing, Jackie?
Yes.
Okay. Beloved, I am cutting any cords of fear. I am cutting any cords that are not healthy. Okay? I am helping you to have the courage to go forward and not be afraid in every aspect of your life. Okay, so he has cut the cords, and now he's placing a beautiful protective bubble of white light around you. And this beautiful bubble, Jackie, is going to be there in place so others' energies do not affect you, okay?
Okay.
Be as well holding you back to be able to go forward, okay? And I also see he's going to come in. He's just checking your energy again. He's removing any kind of old attachments that you have from the past. He's clearing any destructive patterns, anything that does not serve you, that does not serve your highest and your best, okay?
Okay.
So just, now how are you feeling? Because I feel like you're a little bit clearer right now.
Yes.
Okay, and as well, to get connected with the energy within, you know, the part of you that you can't see, you know, the energy, your heart space, your soul, we can say a little bit of, you know, a sentence to get rid of anything that you're holding on to. So what are the things that are bothering you, Jackie?
I'm worried about my son. I'm worried about my brother and my sister, you know.
Okay. Dear innate. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear that I have in regard to my family. Try to say it with me.
Dear
innate, I release the fear I have in regard to my family.
I release the fear in regard to my family.
And what you're doing is, you know, you're not holding on to that, Jackie. And as you release it, you know what? You're making room for the divine to come in and to help with, you know, help with this. You've got to let go and you've got to let God. And when you do, you know what? That's what I was saying, like, did your back hurt? Because you're carrying quite a load, okay? And it's not yours to carry, Jackie. Okay? And I just feel like, you know, Mother Mary is coming in as well, and she wants you to let go of any emotions that you're holding on to. Just release them. Okay? Dear innate, I release any emotions I'm holding on to.
Dear innate, I release any emotions I'm holding on to.
Yes. Now, how are you feeling? You should be feeling a little bit lighter.
I do feel a little lighter.
Yes.
When I'm trying to meditate, I have somebody that's moving around. When I'm at that place,
whatever you're feeling, if it doesn't feel good, you know, and maybe you can't even exactly put words to it, all you have to say, Jackie, is dear innate, I release. Okay?
Dear innate, I release. Okay.
Yes. Whenever a bad thought comes up, something that frightens you, whatever it is that's not love and it's not for your highest and best, dear innate, I release. Okay, and some people like to do that when they're falling asleep. you know, you're tired and you're getting into that, you know, where you're really into that nice, comfortable mode. And you know, you could do that right before you go to bed, whatever, you know, whatever you're thinking about. But just your innate, I release, you know, and just let go of things, okay? I'm also feeling, I have to ask you, I feel like there's like an energy from way back from your mother. Okay, there's mm-hmm. something there that you're holding on to.
Yes, there are.
Okay, so dear innate, I release any, yes. you know, all the emotions in regard to my mother.
Right.
You have to say it with me, okay? Dear innate, I release any old emotions.
Dear innate, I release all the emotions.
Yes. You know, any, like, old emotions, heavy emotions connected to my mother.
Any emotions, old emotions connected to my mother.
Yes. Now, you release those. How do you feel, hon?
I was able to breathe deeper.
Yeah. I mean, there, you know, there's things that we're holding on to. And I have to say that when Liz told you in the beginning, she was spot on, because I am getting that your angels are, they're trying to connect with you continually, okay? Like she said, they're sending you signs, there's feathers, there's maybe songs, there may be like the voices that you're overhearing. You know, all of these things, you know, they're all signs, you know, from heaven. Some of them are, mm-hmm. I'm getting some are your family on the other side, some are the angels, okay? And if you're getting signs and you're not clearly understanding, ask for a little bit more clarity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you as well, okay? But you've got to honor and you've got to love yourself, Jackie, okay? You've got
yes.
to honor you. You've got to put yourself first. Okay? Because, you know, without you taking care of you, you know, you can't help anyone, okay?
Absolutely.
Please, you know, really start focusing on you.
I've heard that more, many times. I heard that when I had my son in counseling, you know, and I do understand that.
And you know what? Sometimes you feel like there's nobody there to talk to. There's always people to talk to. You do have a lot of stress, and you've been a little bit more stressed, you know, than usual. Okay? And I feel like the angels gave you a little nudge, and that's why you called in this evening. Okay? But take care of Jackie, because you're so important, okay?
Yeah. Thank
okay,
you
I'm
so going to
turn you back to Liz for a second. Liz?
Yep. Yeah, Jackie, I can't stress that enough that you've got to, you know, put up, I think you mentioned too, to have boundaries, you know, and because people are going to try to overstep them and try to crush your you time, and you need to say, no, I need this time for me. Otherwise, I'm not going to be okay. And that's okay to say, you know, I had to do it at my house with my family. I had to say, no, stop. Like, I need this half hour every day for me. Like, I can't, you know, I need quiet. I need to step away and let me have this. Because there's no reason they can't. They're perfectly capable of managing their own selves. and, you know, as mothers, it's hard because we think we have to be there. I worked with a client last week, and I said, remember what they say, to put your oxygen mask on first when you're on the airplane, right? Because if you don't put the oxygen mask on, then you're not going to be able to help your child, right? Because you're going to pass out. So you've got to take care of you first. And she said, that goes against everything you know as a mother. And I said, I know.
It does. It does. But this generation, they're just so lost.
Oh, I know. But you know what? They're going to find their way. And that's what we can pray for, too. I mean, I have an 18-year-old myself, and I say, oh, please just point him in the right direction. Please, please, please. And in my heart, I know that he's going to be just fine. And there are things that I do have to, you know, kind of push them a little on, but in the other respect, that's what life's about, right? We try things, we do things, we make mistakes. We were there, right? We did all the same things. People told us how to do things, and we didn't listen, right? So, you know, part of life is the journey and all of those experiences. So we can advise them the best we can, but we can't ever make them do anything we want to, usually. Actually, my teacher, the very first thing I learned from her was, in life, think of it this way, we're all in our own canoe, right? And we're going down the river of life, and we might ride along next to each other for a little while, but we can't let anyone get in our canoe and steer it, and we can't get anyone else's canoe and take over. We just have to let them go, and sometimes we'll drift apart, and sometimes we'll come back together, and sometimes we may not, but we always have to remain in control of our own canoe, and that's you with your health. You know, it's very important. And I just did want to mention one other thing. When DC was talking about your diet, I heard the word gluten. Mm-hmm. So I know that that's a big, big thing nowadays that many of us didn't realize makes us sick is gluten. So you may want to try removing that from your diet for a little while and see if that changes things for you. Okay. You know, I know it contributes to a lot of things. A lot of things. I won't even go into the list, but, you know, sometimes just making a simple change like that for a short period of time, you may see a huge, huge change in your health as well. So,
okay.
So we're sending you lots of love, Jackie, and healing. We hope you get
Thank
better.
Thank you.
Put yourself first, girlfriend. You deserve it. You're worth it. And we would love to hear back from you when things get settled down for you, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Take
care. All right.
God bless.
Have a great evening.
You.
It's hard to be a mom sometimes.
Yeah, it certainly is. My goodness, yes. But we have to realize if we don't take care of us, it's like trying to go on a road trip and you have no gas, you know?
Oh, yeah. And we've been
there. Ain't happening. You're not getting far, you know?
I'm sure you've been there. I've been there, I know.
Goodness, yes.
But thankfully, you know, I've learned to take care of myself. I've learned to say, no, you're old enough now. You can live. You're going to live if I'm away for half an hour.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely, yep. That's awesome.
But I felt, too, when you did the cord cutting with Jackie, I all of a sudden had, like, this deeper lungs. I think that is going to help immensely with her breathing because I felt it really up in my
And we,
in my
you know
cell.
What I forgot to mention? When Archangel Michael actually cuts cords, you cannot cut a healthy cord. The healthy cords always stay intact.
Oh, yeah.
So just the ones that, you know, that are sucking, you know, draining the life out of you, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes we have ones that we don't even know we have.
Yeah. Well, people, they, you know, they cord to us, they attach to us, and, you know, like sometimes we don't even know, you know?
Yeah.
And another thing, like if your chakras, if you don't feel like your chakras are in alignment, Archangel Michael is saying, Liz, I love the way that you, you know, describe everything, the way you do things. You're amazing. So he's saying, here's a little secret. When you feel like either your chakras are out of alignment or someone else maybe that you're working with, he's saying, I'm always ready to come in and help, you know. He has what's called, he has heavy-duty industrial-size liquid chakra cleaner, Liz. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger will step in. She puts, you know, the safety glasses on the person. And then Archangel Michael starts at the top of your head. He's going to do it for everybody now. So Ginger's going around. She's putting these safety glasses on everybody. And she's saying, please close your mouth. And Archangel Michael is slowly pouring it on the top of your head. And you can feel it on your crown chakra. It's down into the third eye area, the throat chakra, the heart chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the sacral chakra, the root chakra, and then it goes all the way down into Mother Earth. And now just take a deep breath in and release. And that was just easy peasy, and it's one way to get your chakras into alignment, and they are the perfect color, and they're spinning in the right direction, Liz.
Mm.
I saw my little, moths and things fly away on my exhale.
Yeah, so okay. If you feel like, you're out of alignment and you only have a couple seconds, call in Archangel Michael. Ginger will be along with the safety glasses,
Perfect.
And she's saying, now is the time, everyone. Keep those chakras in alignment,
Absolutely.
And it's so easy. I mean, that's like an easy peasy one. And, Juju wants, she wants to remind everyone, too, if you only have like a minute or two to meditate, you can use that time to meditate. And all those minutes start to connect to each other, and they make a difference.
Absolutely.
So
important. That little bit of time, like I said, I always
tell even
people
if you're at work.
Yep.
You don't even have to close your eyes. Just breathe and just, you can meditate with your eyes open. But every little minute that you meditate, it connects with all those other little minutes. And it really, it makes a mountain of minutes. So, people say, well, I don't have time. Everybody has a minute or two, Yep.
As I always tell my students, I've said, if you start with 5 minutes a day, I promise you will find more time. Very quickly.
Yeah, and the more stressed you are and stuff, the more you need to meditate,
Absolutely. Yeah. It'll keep you from being stressed, really. It's very, very,
it really, really does. My goodness, yes. And, there's so many different kind of meditations. There's, you can be outside on your lunch hour, do a walking meditation. And I feel like, for a lot of people, when you're outside among the trees and things like that, I just feel like the messages I get are so much more powerful.
I agree. I have, I get all kinds of visitors in those
days. And I live on a magical mountain. My mountain has lots of visitors, Liz.
I was thinking, you're in a country setting too, really.
Yeah, and I have like a beautiful, beautiful view, and at night it's just incredible. The last time that I was on the show and Mary and I were connecting and stuff, it was just starting to get dark at the end of the show there, and I had all these little fireflies around. It looked like the 4th of July. They were like all over.
Oh,
I was like, how magical, It was beautiful.
Should we have a bunch more callers here?
Step
them along? Okay. Area code 781, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm just looking for some encouragement from Spirit and maybe a little bit of understanding of the meaning of some emotions that I'm experiencing right now.
Okay. Laura, before you came on, my dog Ginger was whispering in my ear, choices, choices, so many choices. Is there a situation that you're thinking about?
I guess like a few of them, yeah. So it makes sense.
Okay.
What you're saying.
Yeah, because Ginger was coming in, and that's all I heard was choices, choices, say choices, So you've got to make choices, that are best for you, okay? Because I feel, maybe in one of them, I just feel like maybe you've made a choice, and I feel like, it's not, it doesn't make you feel good, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to always think about, like how does this choice affect me, okay? Is the choice in alignment with what you believe, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's what I, that's what I was hearing. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, just take your time, take some extra time maybe, and, to really think about, what you have to decide upon, you know, go a little bit slower, okay? Mm-hmm. And as she was, you know, she was bringing that in, I felt like, you know, there's some kind of situation that you're going through, and I feel like some of the energy may actually be from a past life, Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm getting that even in love, you know?
Yeah.
Health and love. I'm getting, you know, past energy, past life. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I have that, had that feeling the same.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
As I was, you know, speaking with Jackie, you know, you can release, you know, the energy of that past life, you know. You can release, you know, the energy from relationships. Whatever it is, you know, dear innate, I release. And then you put whatever you want after it. Okay, and that will help you. Okay? Or even saying, you know, dear innate, I release. I just feel like you know, you are really, really loved. And Laura, I see your divine team. They're with you and they're really helping you. I feel like, you know, I'm getting like to heal your heart.
Yeah.
And know that you are worthy of love, hon, okay?
Mm.
And I just feel, you know, all the angels are with you. I feel family from the other side. They're all helping you. And don't be afraid to ask the angels to come in and help you, okay?
Yes, makes sense.
Okay, and when, you know, when we do get hurt in regard to love, sometimes we close off our heart because we don't want to get hurt again.
Mm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it definitely does.
Okay, so Archangel Michael is coming forward, Laura, and he's saying, my beloved, I want to help you in regard to love. He's saying, but if you, in fact, if you have that encasement upon your heart, when, you know, when the right love comes, you know, to you, true love that you're looking for, you're not going to be able to allow it to come in because, Laura, you have that encasement. So Archangel Michael wants to help you to let go of that. And all he's going to do, he has a tiny little mallet, and you have this beautiful glass encasement on your heart, but it does not permit love to come in, okay? So if you'll allow, he's just going to take the encasement off your heart. Is that okay?
Yes, I trust him.
Okay, put one hand on your heart, and he's gently going to, you know, just go there, and he's going to tap it very lightly. Okay, I feel it being released. Now take a breath in, Laura. How are you feeling? Can you feel your heart chakra expanding? Because I can.
I can breathe a little better. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I felt that immediately. So whatever it is, like when something comes up, maybe you know, you're thinking of things and you weren't able to say it while you're on the show with me, just keep saying, dear innate, I release. It's where you're getting into, like, the soul's energy, the heart chakra, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your higher self knows, you know, what's best. So, you know, if you're feeling something and it's not good and it's not positive, it's not loving, all you have to say is, dear innate, I release, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And keep doing that. And as you do that, you're going to feel better and you're going to feel lighter, Laura, okay?
Yeah.
And it'll be really, really helpful. And please, you know what, always look toward the future, okay? Because I'm just getting, you know, it's going to be bright, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to pick up on some energy. Okay. Do you use food as, you know, a way to cope?
Kind of the opposite. I lose my appetite when I'm upset.
Your appetite, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just getting from the angels, you know what? Do not be afraid to have a good time, okay?
Yeah.
You're meant to be, you know, in a state of joy. You're meant to have fun, okay?
Yeah.
So I am getting like there's a little struggle going on right now as well with your life purpose.
Mm.
Have you felt like maybe like when you were younger you thought you knew exactly what your life purpose was?
Yeah.
But now
you're
a little bit
more conflict. I think I feel in conflict, but I don't know exactly. I just feel like out of alignment, I guess, with.
Okay, well, you know what? And you know what we want to do when our life purpose, it does, you know, change at times, you know, over time. So
yeah.
What brings you joy? What brings you excitement? Think about that, Laura, okay?
Mm.
And that'll help you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to, okay. Well, I do feel like they said, like, you know, better days are coming, okay? So just believe that. And as I'm saying that, I see the sun shining on you, and I feel all this beautiful, positive, healing energy, especially around matters of the heart, because we had Archangel Michael, you know, come in. And I just feel like, you know, that area is ready to expand. And I feel, too, Laura, that you're going to go forward and you're going to shine and you're going to find what you're looking for. Okay?
Yeah.
So please believe in yourself.
Mm.
Okay? And just feel empowered. Okay?
Mm.
And I feel like you have a very powerful and passionate energy within you, hon. Okay?
Yes.
So don't be afraid, you know, to use that energy.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just, do you like children? Do you work with children?
Yes, I love children. This is true.
Yeah, because I see you have that beautiful energy and children love you. Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel, you know, your life is moving in a more positive direction. So, you know, just take a little time. I feel like there are a couple little obstacles. You know, you need to just, you know, say, I'm going to get through this and have the willpower to go forward, okay?
Mm.
And if you find yourself, are you having, like, any issues in work?
Not exactly. I just kind of feel like sometimes I don't feel like my truest self when I'm working lately.
Okay. Well, that's like a little nudge from the angel saying, Laura, you know, you've got to think about what resonates with you. And I tell everyone,
yeah,
just, you know, what brings you joy? You know, what excites you, Laura?
Yeah.
And when you think about those things, it helps you to get on the path, okay? Now, me, you know, talking to you tonight on the phone, I actually started by watching the Long Island Medium with my niece. And the one night they had like a marathon, and we sat there and we just laughed and laughed. We found it so funny. And I said to my niece, goodness, I'd love to do something like that. That is hilarious. And lo and behold, I put that out to the universe, Laura. The universe was listening. Okay, so, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. That's all I'm trying to say. It doesn't have to be hard, okay? Have a little bit of patience. You know, think about, you know, what brings you joy. You know, have a little fun and play and just open up to all that is waiting to come to you, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Liz, hon, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Laura.
Hi, Laura, it's Liz.
Hi.
So I have a couple cards here for you, and I'm pulling from two decks, and the first deck is a chakra deck. So the first card I pulled out was number 12. And it's bearing fruit, and it's a root card. And what I see here is you have a prosperous future ahead of you, and it's just about grounding down and feeling your roots in the earth. Know that you're safe and secure. Know that you're stable, because you are. You have that connection, and you may need to even in the morning when you wake up visualize yourself with roots planted in the earth, that everything's going to be okay. You're able to support yourself. You're strong. All of those things. Because the second card I pulled was number 21, and it's exposed and revealed, which is a solar plexus card. So you're feeling very vulnerable,
you're feeling like you're kind of putting yourself out there and you're not sure, because our solar plexus is all about our self-confidence and our personal power. But you're really being, they really want you to lean into that. They want you to lean into it and get comfortable with that vulnerability, because that's actually what gives us our confidence and our personal power. When we can be okay not being okay and being vulnerable and putting ourselves out there who we are, we actually have more power. We have more confidence. It sounds funny because we're afraid to do it at first, but once you do, you find where that power is. You're like, ooh. And the interesting thing I want to tell you is, I don't know if you, I mentioned the card numbers because it was 12 and 21, and today is 21-21, which is a day of a little bit of extra power, right? But both of those numbers also add up to the number 3, which is the number of divine connection. So it's telling you the angels are there, they're supporting you, they're around you. And you have everybody you need. You just need to call on them and say, need a little help today. You know, when you're feeling that vulnerability, say, I need a little bit of strength to come in. And, you know, I need you. That's what they're there for. They can't come in unless you ask. So make sure you ask, because they're waiting. They're willing and waiting, right in the wings. They just need your permission. And then the last card I pulled for you is from the Archangel Michael deck, and it says, make a commitment. So the things that you're on the fence about and you're going back and forth, it's time to take a deep breath and make a commitment, you know, whether you're worried about, you know, falling in love and getting hurt, or taking a job that you might not be successful at, it's okay. It's okay for us to try something and it not work out. There's nothing wrong with that. But he's saying, you know, step up and make a decision. And we have to remember that each experience that we have is separate from any past experience. So a lot of times with love, you know, we guard our heart because we've been hurt before. But we have to remember that there's no two parallel situations. They're all new. They're all different. And we have to go into each one with an open, clean heart, and experience it for what it is, not bring any of that old past stuff behind or with us. So on the bottom of the card, it says, Archangel Michael, as the angel of courage and confidence, I call upon you to lend me your strength. Allow me to commit to myself, my life, and my divine purpose. Please clearly guide me so I can fully open my heart to every experience. So I thought that was beautiful, because it tied right in with what DC had told you and the cracking of your heart, but also with the solar plexus card that I pulled for you as well, about, you know, asking him to support you with the self-confidence there when you're feeling vulnerable or exposed, and maybe, I don't know if I'm comfortable doing this. And stepping into it and saying, okay, this is where I'm at, and really just taking it in. Because, again, you know, that vulnerability, when we put it out there, we gain confidence, even though it seems like we have no confidence in the moment. So, you know, hug yourself, love yourself, because you're worth it, because you have the power, you have the ability to do this. And call on your team. Ask them to help you and support you, because they want to. They're waiting. Just want to make sure. Okay. Want to make sure I didn't write down anything else. Like I said, I see a lot of good things here. You have the ability to have quite the prosperous life once you tap into it. Once you make that root connection, and like I said, picture roots coming out of your body right into the earth every day, knowing that you're secure and stable, asking your angel team for help. They're going to support you and make sure that you're always successful, that you don't fail. And you'll have everything you ever need when you do that. You have nothing to worry about. So I hope that message helps you. And give us a call back and let us know how you're making out, okay?
That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, beautiful.
It was so, I was like, oh, I was reading the bottom of the Archangel Michael card, and I'm like, oh, that's what I have here and what DC is saying.
Oh, that's awesome. My goodness.
Oh, I love when our readings all sync up.
Yes, yes. That's totally beautiful.
Okay. Are we ready for our next caller?
We are.
We have quite a few. Okay. Area code 631, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Do you have a question for us?
No, just anything you see.
Okay.
Okay, for some reason my dog is showing me money. When Ginger, you know, shows me money, and she's sort of like showing it to me, but she's holding it really, really tight. I'm just getting, you know, it's time to be careful with your money, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, I would say, you know, money or something of, like, of large value, just, you know, just watch it, okay? Don't overspend right now, okay? Okay, because she's just, the way she was showing it to me, it was a little strange, okay? Let me see what else she's showing me. Okay. Now she was holding on to the money, but now she's just like, there's no money, and she's just like her paw. There's nothing in her paw, and I'm saying, where's the money? She said, it's not about the money right now, but it's about letting go. Okay, what is it in your life that you have to let go of? What do you need to, you know, where's, there's some kind of a control thing, and you need to let go of it.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Maybe it's just about letting go of, you know, what the future of, you know, maybe something that's going on in your life. Sort of like letting go and letting God and allowing, okay?
Yeah, I've been trying that, but it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, the angels are saying, Suzanne, you have nothing to worry about. You know, let go and let God, and you've got to have faith, and you've got to trust, okay? And, you know, don't worry, and, you know, don't overanalyze is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I do see the angels with you, and they're just asking you to have faith, hon, okay? And I see them trying to connect with you and, you know, bringing you the messages intuitively that you need to hear.
Like what?
Whatever the situation is, to, you know, to let go and just to have faith. But I do see angels all around you. Okay, so whatever the, you know, whatever this issue was. But I am getting, you know, rest and relax, that you could truly, you know, You deserve to just rest and relax, you know, to rejuvenate and connect maybe with those you love. Have you been planning maybe a little trip somewhere? Because you could really use the rest.
No, I was supposed to have my niece and my sister-in-law come over, but they canceled. And if I go away, it's just going to be like for a day. And
okay. Well, you've got to think about you first. You know, whatever, you know, really
well,
is best for you, okay?
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm doing.
But that's really important. Okay. Are you sort of, like, thinking about days gone by? Because when you were talking about your family and everything, I felt like you were just thinking about, you know, past memories.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, were you also thinking about someone who may have transitioned and is in heaven presently?
No.
No? Okay, because
nope.
I just felt like, you know, I see, you know, those, you know, that have, you know, transitioned, I see them watching over you. I was wondering if you were thinking about them, okay? So that's what they were showing me. Okay. Okay, so with that being said, make choices that are good for you, okay?
Yeah, I was just going to have a quick question. There's just a lot going on, but I need changes and fast, you know, and I'm asking God and the angels to help and stuff. And
yeah,
the
angels are around you. They're trying to give you, like I said, you know, like intuitive nudges, little messages. So if you're not getting the clarity, you've got to ask them to give you a little bit more clarity, okay? But I keep hearing now is the time, hon, to go after whatever it is you are wanting.
I'm sorry, what?
Now is the time to go after what you are wanting.
Okay.
And I'm getting,
I mean,
you do need a change of scenery, you know? You need a little break from where you are.
I do, but I don't, there's nowhere really to go. You know, I'm going
and I am getting, you know, you feel like a little bit overwhelmed maybe financially.
Yeah, it's hard doing it by yourself.
Right. Okay, and I'm getting just like maybe
I'm
look at things
all
again.
All I really want
and
is I want a great man to come into my life. And that would that would help a big a tremendous amount. I don't want to hear, oh, you got to love yourself. I do all that. I've been alone a long time. It would make a tremendous big difference.
Okay. Well, start thinking positive and just put that, you know, positivity, put it out there to the universe. Okay. And in that, you know, that man that you're wanting, have you made a list of all the good qualities that you want in him specifically?
Yes, I have. Yep.
And have you on the other side, you know, made a line down the middle where, and all this stuff that I call the deal breakers, things maybe that did not work in the past, and you surely don't want to bring them forward again, okay?
All right.
So I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you have that ready. And, you know, when you're looking for love, do something nice for you, you know, whether it's a scented candle, nail, hair done, buying yourself a little something, you know, do something nice for you. When you talked about, you know, having a man in your life, I felt such a different vibe from you. Like the energy, you have such nervous energy within in regard to, you know, love.
No, I'm not nervous. I want love. I deserve love. And I'm tired of being
alone. But the energy, like you said, the energy within doesn't feel what you're saying. So what you have to do is just change that, like, nervous energy to excitement. You know, and when you feel it, be really excited. And this helps to change the energy and bring love a little bit faster. Okay?
All right. The great man's coming into my life.
I feel like, you know, you will have love. I do feel like that. Your angels are all around you. I do feel like your heart needs to be healed a little bit.
No, I'm healed. I'm healed. I haven't dated in a long time. I'm healed.
Okay.
My sadness is because I'm tired of being alone. I'm healed.
No, I get you, hon. But I'm just picking up the energy, like I said, from the angels, what they're showing me. There may have been a relationship where there was a little bit of a hurt, and it's still, it's there. And just, you know, just say, dear Nate, I release anything that needs to be healed in regard to love, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel like soon there will be someone coming forward. Okay?
Okay.
And you just have to make sure that when that special someone comes that you are, you know, you are ready.
I'm definitely ready.
Okay. Well, good luck with love. I'm going to turn you over to Liz, and you'll have to let us know how that goes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Suzanne. The first card I got for you is Waking the Lion, which is interesting. But it's about your solar plexus, so your personal power, your self-confidence. I feel like that you're already pretty tapped in there, whether that's something that recently happened or if you're finding maybe even a little bit more of it, something that makes you stand up a little bit taller or hold your head a little bit higher. Right now you're really connecting to that space of yourself, which is really cool. Because a lot of times we're not self-confident. But the other thing I have here is Earth Magic, which is a root card, and it's about making some connection with Earth. Now, even though you may only be able to take a day trip, try to take a day trip somewhere in a natural setting where you can go
I don't know what you like, but into the woods or onto a beach or something where you just get to be in that earth space where you really connect. You know, for me, it's the ocean. Like, I absolutely love to be near the ocean or on a beach anywhere. It doesn't have, it could be a lake. but being near water really makes me feel comfortable and at peace. And I think it's really calling you to get to that place so that you're connected and you reconnect with your own security and stability in your life. Because you've been able to hold together this long, even though it may not have been easy, you've done this on your own 2 feet. And a lot of times we need to remember that. We need to remember that, yes, I can do things. I can do hard things, even if I don't want to. but we are able to. And the third card I have is a grand symphony, and this is the heart chakra card. And what I'm seeing here is beautiful flowers opening. So I see love coming in the future. I don't see it very far away either. But you're going to see some signs. I feel like a hummingbird is one of the signs that you get. And you may not realize that that is your spirit guide coming forward and pointing you in the right direction or letting you know that you're on the right path. And what I wanted to say, what DC said about changing the mind shift, when you said, I have a good man coming in my life, it made me smile because your energy did change in that statement. But with manifesting, we have to envision what we want as if we already have it. You need to say, I know I'm going to have a good relationship. I know it's coming. I don't have to worry. It's on its way. The universe is bringing me what I need because that's what the universe does. And just feel that confidence because that's also going to quicken the pace of that man showing up. And then the last card I pulled for you from the Archangel Michael deck is for you to have a little bit more security. And it says, your home is protected by angels. So all those worries that you're having about, you know, things that may or may not happen or any worries at all, know that your home is protected. The angels are taking care of you. They're making sure that you don't falter or have hardships. And it says, Archangel Michael, thank you for watching over my home and its inhabitants. I ask that you post guardian angels at each window and door, ensuring its security. Thank you for guiding my finances so that I can easily afford to pay my rent, mortgages, or taxes. So the angels are there. They're making sure that you're always able to make ends meet and that you're safe and you're secure where you are. But I do see that love is coming for you as well. And I, you know, like I said, just that little shift in that statement, just, you know, here on this phone call, I felt your energy change. And I think if you're just envisioning that man coming and knowing that it's coming and shift into that feeling in your heart, you're going to have him in no time.
Now, do you see me getting a teacher aide job? I'm on a bus, but I really don't like it.
I think that has this awakening the lion card, I think, is about you being assertive with them, with your job, and saying, this is what I want. You know, I want to change. I need to shift. And in a nice way, you know, but just letting them know with confidence that, you know,
who is them?
This is where I'm at, and I'm the people at your job.
It's a bus company. That's all it is. I can be a monitor. There's nothing else to do. I applied for other jobs as a teacher aide close to home. I don't know if they're going to call.
I would call them.
Liz, I did get a yes for the question that she asked. I did get a yes. But always keep in mind, when you do something that you feel like, you know, that you're really going to like or, you know, get to love or something, that's when you're going to see more money come in. So I do feel like you have a lot of talents. Will you get the bus job? I get a good feeling on that.
No, I'm doing it now. I don't like it. It's boring, but I have to work.
So what do you want to do? What is it that you want
to
do?
I would like to be a teacher aide closer to home.
Okay. Do you have any education in that area?
I sure do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm getting a yes. So as long as if that's something that you really want to do, the universe is here to support you. So I did get a yes in regard to that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Just stay positive and, this is where you put the energy into finding that man. Put the energy into this area as well, and there's no stopping
you.
You
know what? I'm just getting tired of all that. I'm going to be 61 in October. I should have the man. I should have the job. I was retired, not looking. And now my mother's moving to Florida, and my son just joined the Marine. So, yeah, I'm really alone.
Well, you know what? You're not going to be alone for long, okay? So just, my dog Ginger is saying, you should listen to Liz. Take a day trip, even if it's only a day trip, but take a day trip.
Okay.
That'll do a world of good for you, hon. Just get out there and have a little fun, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay, thank you.
You're saying you're really like a cool lady. You're really smart. So remember to just, you don't have to work harder, just a little smarter. And I feel like, you have the ability to do so much more, hon. So think about,
on a bus and I don't talk and I don't do anything. And I put the seatbelt around me and I don't do anything. I just sit there. But it was better money than the teacher aide or monitor that I was, but I don't really like it. And
okay.
I guess I was being around.
That's what I'm saying. You could do that too, but I'm hearing like you can do something as well to make a little extra money maybe from home. Some kind
not
of business.
Really.
Well, that's what I'm getting. There's, I feel like you have the opportunity. There's going to be an opportunity that you can do something. I feel like you have, some talent.
I don't really
want
to do anything at home. I want to be around people.
No, I'm saying part-time even to bring in a little bit more money.
Yeah.
You have the ability to do that as well.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I applied to a school district that begins with an R and another one that begins with a C. Which job will I get?
Okay, R, when you said R, I got like a maybe. And the other one was a C.
The C.
The other one was a C, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got thumbs up for that one.
Yeah, I was a lunch monitor for them for 2 months past May and June. And then I just applied online yesterday and then sent a letter of intent, but I don't think they're interviewing until August.
Okay, well, then you have time to take a day trip. You know what? Use the time that you have wisely, and you've got to give yourself a little bit of, R&R, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, hon. Take care now.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we have time for one more, DC, before the show ends.
Okay. Sounds good, Liz.
All right. And then what I'll do is I'll write down the other callers that are on the line. And if you call back next week, we'll pick you up at the beginning of the show so we can get you on. But we will go on to our last caller for the evening.
Okay.
Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It could be better. It could be better.
What's your first name?
Rose Maria.
Oh, yes,
hi, Rose.
Rose Maria, when you said, before you even said your name, I knew who it was, and the word that came out of Ginger's mouth was love. Okay, so is that one of the topics that you've been thinking about, love? Rosemaria?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, a lot of confusion and that and trying to organize my trip and looks like it's going down. So it's like that and
okay, well,
confusion.
I want to ask really fast. What is the fear that you have that goes really deep within you in regard to love,
Not happening, not responding, all that happy stuff.
Okay, well, you've got to let go of the fear so that you can have a different energy, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so really fast, I want to give you a little statement. You'll repeat it. Dear innate... I let go of the fear of love.
Let go of the fear of love.
Yes, let go of the fear. Now, what was the other question that you had really fast?
Yeah, I'm trying to organize my trip, and I didn't finish my other part because it's, like, a lot of confusion, not the right timing, like, too close, and if I should rent a car and how to come back and all that happy stuff. So if that's going to go right. And the love thing is, like, if I want to stay with them when I get there, because that's what the fear is. If I want to be left in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I feel that fear really deeply. Okay. I just, like, you know what? Like, this is the time where you're really going to decide what's for you. Okay?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, right now, like, Ginger's showing your mom her head and her heart. You know, they're sort of in the same place. Yay, you know? And you have beautiful, beautiful energy. Okay? So, you know, we're not here to tell you to leave that person. You know, Angel's wanting to help you to make the best decision. And this is the month. You know, this month where there are, I see new possibilities coming up in the relationship, okay?
Okay,
but I
cool.
feel like you guys haven't really been, like, truthful with each other. You know? And I feel like you guys need to, like, sort of, you know, establish a new level of trust. You need something to build upon.
Right.
You know, so you got to put all your cards on the table, you know?
Right.
And that's what I'm being shown, Rosemaria, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to turn you over to Liz really fast, hon, and, you know, good luck, okay?
All right, cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, Rosemaria. So I have two cards here for you so far for the chakra deck, and the first one is Smoke and Mirrors, which is about your third eye. And so I feel like you are kind of putting up, well, smoke and mirrors, right? Like you're pretending that things are okay that aren't, and you're out places, but you're also being presented with them as well, right? Because what we see is what we're also fighting in our own life. So you're realizing that things aren't all that they seem to be, the package is good, but what's inside is not all it's cracked up to be. But that's, you know, that's a fear of speaking our truth, too, right? Like sometimes we think we have things we need to hide. So when we want love, obviously we have to be open, we have to be vulnerable, we have to just lay everything on the table, right? Because we are who we are. We can't disown parts of our story. We can't disown parts of our past. It's all part of us. And in the same respect, we shouldn't be ashamed of it. You know, it's what has shaped us to be the people we are now. And it's taught us lessons. It served a purpose. And then the second card I got was Ears Wide Open, which is a throat chakra card. And when we talk about the throat, it's not just about speaking, but it's also about listening. And I feel that this card ties to the first one in the respect of speaking your truth, right? What I was saying, where we're holding some things back or we weren't completely transparent about everything, you know, speaking your whole truth, but then also listening to the other people or the other person in a relationship and just listening without judgment, without going, oh, nope, that's not going to work with me, and shutting it right off. Hear the whole story, right? Because you want your whole story to be heard, too. So it's important that we not only speak what we have to tell about ourselves and about our life, but that we also listen to people and that we listen without judgment, that we, you know, hear them for the story that they're sharing, you know, and their vulnerability. Because when we're not completely truthful, people are not going to be completely truthful with us. We'll continue to attract those same types of people. So it's important that you tap into that and speak your honest truth so that you in return get your honest truth. But also with the ears wide open is tapping in the spirit and listening to your intuition, those little nudges that say, it's not a good idea, or go for it, you know. Taking those steps, even if we're afraid, because a lot of times the things that we're most afraid to do are the things that are meant for us. That's why it's scary. and stepping in fully, you know, just jumping off the cliff and seeing where it takes us, because that's what life is about, right? It's about having the experiences and doing the things and finding out what, you know, what's behind the corner and all of that stuff. And
okay.
So I pulled for you, too, an Archangel Michael card, and it says, be gentle with yourself. Archangel Michael, please guide me in treating myself with gentle, nurturing love in everything I think, speak, and do. Help me know that I deserve this compassion. I release any feelings of guilt to you so that I may experience lasting inner peace. So stop beating yourself up for things that have happened in the past. Stop talking badly to yourself. Words have amazing power. You know, make sure you're saying positive things to yourself. Make sure you're reading positive things, listening to positive things. Because negative words just make us, they're not good for us. They are just, you know, just as harmful as bad health, you know, unhealthy eating or something like that. Words carry a tremendous amount of power. So it's important, you know, that we pay attention to what we're speaking, how we're speaking, what we're listening to, what we're reading. Make sure that they're positive. Make sure you're bringing positive things in. Even if you have to, you know, write on your mirror, I love me. I love myself, right? It's important because we need to hear that. We need to fill our cup up first. And anything that you're holding on to that you feel like is your fault or you have guilt around, just know that, you know, the moment's over. It's happened. You can't change the past. And, you know, that's life, right? It's one of those lessons or one of those experiences where, you know, we can't change it. It's what happens. And, you know, we learn from it. We learn something from it.
Right.
And it was how it was meant to go down, you know. So holding on to that and letting it fester is eventually going to manifest into a physical illness. But it also, you know, it gives us anxiety. Gives us depression when we do stuff like that. So it's important for us to look at the situation and say, you know, what came of this? What did I learn? What am I not going to do again? You know, anything like that, because we can't change it. It's already happened. The moment's gone, and it's time to release it. You know. And I think, you know, DC has told other callers to say, Innate, please remove from me what no longer serves me. You know, I release what no longer serves me and let it go. You know, even if you have to write it down and burn it, any of those things are good. But, you know, take care of yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself a hug. Know your worth. Know your importance. And, you know, it start embracing your story and who you are, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. You know, we're all here. We're all human. We all make mistakes. Nobody's exempt from them. And, you know, when you do that, you're going to attract the people that you want into your life. All right.
Okay, yeah, Liz, that was absolutely beautiful. And, Rose Maria, all you have to do is choose to just, you know, let go of all that fear and everything you've been hanging on to. And I'm getting, you're going to have a new lease on life. It's going to feel amazing.
Cool.
And better
appreciate
days are ahead. But you've got to be honest. You know, you can't have just, like, wishful thinking. You've got to put your cards on the table and you know, let go of all the stuff that you've been holding on to, you know? It's not good.
Right.
And I do feel,
yeah,
you know, that you're going to have a beautiful relationship, okay?
Cool, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just trying to confirm and how to arrange it in. Just as long as they, because it's through the cousin and they're not confirming and to make sure I'm okay to go where I'm going, if that makes sense.
You just take care of you. You're the most important person,
yeah,
in your life. Okay, and as Liz, when we connect with our innate self, that's the part of you that you can't, that's, you know, the stuff within, the soul energy and things. There's something that you're, you know, if you're innate, I let go of fear in regard to love. I let go of the fear. And when you say that, you feel an immediate release, okay? Even if you can't name,
yeah,
what it is, you know, dear innate, I-N-N-A-T-E, I release.
Okay.
You know, and just keep
dear
releasing
innate.
Any, yeah, dear innate, I release. You know, any kind
I
of
release.
Feeling that you're having, sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's fear, anxiety, dear innate, I release. And keep it go, hon. And, you know, you have so much good to look forward to. You really do. And you deserve it.
Cool. I appreciate it.
And remember, please spend your time with people who love you because, you know, you have so much to offer, hon, okay?
Okay. Oh, well.
Take care, Rosemaria. God bless, honey.
Thanks. You too, guys. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Wow, we made it through, Liz.
We did. What a great show.
It was
not
amazing. It truly was. Yeah, it was truly amazing.
So, well, I guess till next week, DC.
Yes, and maybe by next week. I know that Mary had, you know, sent us a message. She had a late night and everything. She couldn't join us. So I hope, you know, next week she'll be back.
Everyone. We'll get it together.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
We're
well, thank you, Liz, and thank you, everyone, for calling. And those of you that we didn't get to, Liz wrote your numbers down, and we'll get to you first next week if you call back. Thank
Absolutely.
You, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, Liz.
Good night.